Decoding Babylon Series Part 2. Decoding Babylon Series Part 2. You know, I could make these more professional, and I could do an outline and data points and just go through exactly. But I like just talking on the fly, you know? Who has time for all that? One of the good things about doing it this way, it makes you think, you know, if I put it all in ABC, 1, 2, 3, different topics, it might help you, but this forces you to organize it in your own mind. So if you listen to a series, if I did 10 in a series of Decoding Babylon, you'd have to listen to all 10, and then you would put all the puzzle pieces together and say, oh, okay. It might take you about 10 times to listen to it, but it all will fit. So one of the biggest tricks of the Babylonian flesh creature is what? And I learned this from a sister in Christ. To make you think that you need them, they create this elaborate fake reality for... dedicated to you. They create this fake reality just for you, based on what they think you want or need. And you see it in the emails, Yahoo, anytime you buy something, JCPenney, Amazon, whatever. Anytime you buy something, they start bombarding you with ads, you know. And so Babylon's trying to find out what you want, what you need, and they want to paint that picture and give you some painted face fake reality. They don't want you to see the bad and the slavery and the bondage that comes with it. They want you just to see the good. You go out with this girl and everything looks great, everything's wonderful, and you say, well, for this cause shall man leave mother and father and cleave to his wife, two shall become one flesh. You get married, you plan on going off doing your thing, and come to find out you become a slave to the mother-in-law. And she says, you married her, you married me. And you say, I don't think so. And then the wife has to make a choice. She either follows her husband or she follows her mama. And most 99% of the time in this society, they follow their mama. There's a new unit. One of the reasons there's fighting with the mother, daughter, son, dad, whatever, is to push you out of the nest so that you go and start your own new unit. But some people are so caught, so up underneath their mama or their daddy, the coattails of their mama or their daddy, that they can't escape. And the mom and the daddy manipulate the child using gaslighting and everything else, and sickness and poor pitiful me, to keep the child there instead of kicking the child out of the nest. Like all birds, all animals kick the child out of the nest and the baby out of the nest, and the baby survives. But people who don't want to face reality and look at themselves in the mirror and change as needed, because God will take the universe and cut you, these people stay in these codependent, enabling relationships instead of getting free. And they choose the will of man or the will of the mother-in-law before the will of God. The will of the mother-in-law or the will of their mother over above the will of God. So that means they love their mama more than they love God. Or they love their daddy more than they love God. They've sacrificed, they've compromised the truth for a lie. And so that's what's happening in Babylon. You sacrifice the truth for a lie down here. And so they want to paint this picture to make you think you need them when you don't need them. Now, if you start your own business, you're going to have to, you have to play the stupid game too. So while you're in the system, it's a facade. And so once you see through the facade, the jig is up. Not only is the jig, not only is the jig up when you look out at other people, but it's even yourself. You say, wow, I'm supporting that. The more I'm in the system, supporting the system, the more I'm building up the system, the more I'm building up Babylon. And what do? How do you escape it? Well, the Bible talks about give honor to whom honor. You know, respect the leadership. But the Bible is not. Look, Paul was a tent maker. The best thing you can do is find you something where you don't have to compromise. Work you a job where you just can do your thing and mind your own business. And you don't have to put on that painted face. If you have, you know, they might say, well, you need to smile. Okay, I'll smile. But I'm smiling because Jesus saves. You ever have a job tell you, you got to smile? All right, I'll smile because Jesus saves. That's why I'm smiling. But you can believe whatever you want to believe. You know, but I'm smiling because Jesus saved me. Jesus saved me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Have you got a lost and found department in your at your job? Have you got a lost and found department in your job? Lost. I once was lost, but now I'm found. See how it all fits. Babylon is a bunch of people trying to survive in a world that's going down to hell in a handbasket. And they're trying to rise up. So Babylon, the flesh creature, the flesh mind, the flesh body, something has to die that it might live, right? So you go out and eat it. When you go hunting, you hunt a deer or you hunt an animal and you kill the animal, cut it up, cook it, and eat it. It's terrible. Sacrifice. That animal sacrificed that you could live. That tree sacrificed, I mean that bush or that plant or that tomato plant or whatever had to sacrifice that you live. And so it's encoded everywhere. So if it's encoded in even when you eat, then it's encoded in all things. There has to be sacrifice that you might sustain. There has to be sacrifice by somebody. So they want. So the narcissist, what she told me, she said, think about it. You don't need their trouble. You don't need their insanity. But they want you to think that you need them. I just saw this eagle fly down. He was up. He went straight down really fast to get a rat. He was flying. And I just saw him just drop like a helicopter. And I come up and he grabbed a rat, picked up a rat and flew off. As I was talking, that was happening as I was talking, you know. So animals have to eat other animals. It's all about the hunt. So these Babylonian, you know, the say person, you want to work, you want to sacrifice to help others. But the other ones, but most of the time when you help somebody, they're looking to get over on you. They're not looking to help. They're looking to get over. You're trying to help others, but they're trying to get over. And that's the deal. I mean, that's everywhere. It's happening. So they're on the hunt. These goats are on the hunt. And they want to get as many prey as they can because they're on the hunt. They don't care. And they learn the right things to say, and they look at body languages, and they look at you and say, oh, you're naive, so I can destroy you, you know. That's the hunt. And a lot of times the churches, you know, the churches ought to take everybody hunting. If you had a real church, they ought to take you hunting, or teach you how to do carpenter work, or teach you how to paint, teach you how to do electric work. A church ought to teach the Bible, but also teach you how to do something handy. Something with your hands. Handy. handyman or handywoman, something that you can, the women ought to teach the women in the church how to cook. The younger women need to be taught how to cook. But they just, you go to the church, you sit on the pew, you give your tithe, you sing a few songs, and you go home. You listen to a sermon, nobody really is really listening. It's all show, people. It's fake reality, to be honest with you. Somebody told me one time, he says, where do I know it's legal, I know it's not right, but where do I go worship? What do you mean? What are you talking about, man? Those who worship, worship in spirit and truth. Why do you need a building? Where do I go worship? Those who worship, worship in spirit and in truth. Right where you're at, you become a living sacrifice. That's your worship. Where do I worship? Right where you're standing. Where are you right now? I'm at the truck stop. That's where you worship. Where are you right now? I'm at the mall. That's where you worship. Everywhere that you are is worship. That's where you worship. The whole system is getting you to believe something that's a counterfeit. I got to go to a building to worship? That's Babylon, counterfeit. Duncan.